The Mind Aware, 527.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. Great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here. We're going to talk about leadership today. And I want to talk about it because it came up the other day in a group of people. We were talking about what it means to be a leader. And I have some ideas on this, my own viewpoint. And so I want to share them with you. How do you become a leader? How do you become a leader that other people want to follow? So here are three tips related to leadership. The first one is hold the vision. That's what you do as a leader. You hold the vision. So what does that mean exactly? Well, it means that you have to have a point of view. You have to have a perspective. This isn't about having a big doctrine that says, oh, this is the only way to live. Like, oh, if you're going to live your life a good life, here's a list of things you should do, and it's the only way to live. But you're just coming from your own personal perspective, your own experience, of saying, hey, these things have worked for me, and this is the vision that I hold for myself, for my tribe, for my business. Have a point of view. And then this leads to tip number two, be willing to speak it. Be willing to talk about it. And I think sometimes this is maybe one of the more challenging things to do in our businesses, is just speak about our vision in the way that we see the world. This is the way I see it. This is how things have worked. I'm speaking the truth. This is how I want the world to be. This is how I think you could improve your life, because it's worked for me. It could work for you too. I mean, think about Martin Luther King Jr. being able to say, I have a dream. He was really declaring, like, this is his vision for the world. So being able to speak your truth. And I think maybe the reason I think it's one of the more challenging things to do is, if you're like me, then sometimes it's hard not to be externally motivated. I know I get into that, oh gosh, I want everybody to like me, you know, like me, like me. And it's hard to put yourself out there with your stance and your viewpoint and your vision and your clarity, and say, this is my truth. It helps to have clarity yourself to begin with. It helps to train your brain, and it helps to remember, and now we're going to lead into step three, that you're not trying to convince everybody else. In tip number three, what I'm really suggesting is that you're creating a space for other people who already think like you. You're creating a space, you're creating an environment for people who already think like you. I think some of the mistakes that people get into, and this is how the conversation came up the other day when we started talking about leadership, is some of the mistakes that people get into when they're trying to go out in the world and speak their vision and speak their truth is that they end up thinking they have to convince people who don't think like them. Or they think that they have to have a consensus. You know, like, let's all get together and let me get the best ideas from everybody, and then we'll all come to an agreement of how things are. Well, that's not leadership. Leadership is standing up with your vision, speaking your truth, and then creating a space for others to join you who already kind of almost think like that. They're already kind of almost there. Those that don't think like that, those that aren't doing it, those that don't want more for their lives, they are not your tribe. And those are the best three words you can adopt to build your business, and that is, not my tribe. You are not there to conform to the majority. You are not there to conform to the consensus of what everybody else wants you to do. Your job as a leader is to hold your vision, be clear, reinforce your clarity, do what you have to do to stay in your center, to remember who you are, to reinforce your perspective. Now, does that mean you're not open to opinion, or you're not open to learning, or you're not open to expanding your viewpoint or your vision? Of course you are. You're a good leader. Good leaders are smart, and they're open, and they're always looking to improve. And that is certainly true of anybody who's in this sandbox and following this show. So it's not about being closed-minded. You're open-minded, but at the end of the day, it's your business. It's your vision. It's your message. You are the one delivering it, and you are the leader. So everybody else can have a viewpoint, or they can say whatever they want to say, and you can be open to all ideas. But at the end of the day, you are the one choosing from that list of ideas and moving forward with what you think is your truth and speaking it. And speaking it, and speaking it, and speaking it, and speaking it. And you know what? Other people are going to hear you, and they're going to go, she's already saying something that I kind of already believed. Or they're going to think, he's saying something that I actually didn't even know I believed, but now that he says it, I go, yeah, that makes sense, right? You want to be the voice and the vehicle and create the space for others to gather who already think like you. And those that don't, they will find their own way. They will find their some other leader to follow. You want to be the leader of the people who get it. You want to be the leader creating a vision of the people that you want to attract. Okay? So those are the three tips. Hold the vision, speak your truth, create a space for others who already are thinking like you think, or are almost there, like they're right there. I'm going to give you a bonus tip outside of those three tips, because we're talking specifically about business leadership and being entrepreneurs as opposed to being a leader in maybe the community or, you know, some other realm. When you're in a business, whatever your business is, I don't care if you're a money coach or a weight loss coach or a fitness or personal relationship coach or whatever it is, you really have one job. And your job as a leader is to help your people feel successful until they are successful. So if you can help your people feel successful until they are successful, they're going to follow you and they're going to stay. Because that's really what you represent to them. As the leader, you represent the person that sees them at their best. You represent the person that knows they can do it. You represent the person that sees them as though they've already done it. You represent the person that reminds them of the little successes they're having along the way. You are creating a space where when they come into your space, they feel good and they know they're going to go away feeling good. And so they want to be in your space. And how do they know they're going to be feeling good? Because you're going to be reminding them continually that they're doing it and they're successful and they're already on your way. So the final bonus tip is help your people feel successful until they are successful and they'll stay. And that's what we're doing here, because you know what? We're doing it together. We are all in this together. We are all learning. We're all having little successes. And so let me remind you that you are having little successes and you're doing just fine and you're getting there one step at a time. We're getting to be better and better at brain training. We're getting to be better and better at marketing. We're getting to be better and better at building our businesses. We're getting to be better and better at stepping into our celebrity. We're getting better and better at working less and making more and making an impact in the world and having fun while we're doing it. So with that, step out into the world, be the leader that I know you are and you know you are, and we'll see you next time on the Mind Aware.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like, kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?